Some of that stuff we're never going to know. We're not going to know the seeds that we planted. Like, I felt that way about leaving upstate. Like, I've built so many relationships here and, like, invested for so long. Like, what if nobody else is telling them about Jesus or this or that?
Hi, welcome to the Hard to Hope podcast. We're your hosts. My name is Megan.
And I'm Sally. And we're here to talk about when it's hard to hope walking with Jesus and walking out our faith.
We're passionate about seeking revival for our generation and believe that a key to that is by pursuing authentic, personal relationship with the Lord, even when it's hard.
So we're here for the journey of taking things from our heads to our hearts. So come along with us and we'll walk it out together.
We're back! It's going to be so loud.
We just stare at each other. And we're here again.
Welcome back to another episode of the Hard to Hope podcast.
Yes.
Megan and Sally are both here.
We're happy to be together.
Yes, we are. Tally looks so cute today.
So does Megan. I was going to say your braids.
They're a little short. Like a little fire. My hair is actually long enough again that I can put them into some braids.
Wait, did you cut it really short?
I cut it in May. Like, not bob quite, but like...
Yes, okay, yeah.
Short. And then when I got back, I was like, either I need to chop it again now, because I feel like I always like cut it once.
And then you let it grow out.
Yeah. And like, I've never thought about like, oh, maintaining a bob like normal women do.
Like choosing one hairstyle and, well.
So I was like, if I'm going to cut it again, I should do it now. And I decided not to. So I'm going to back out.
Okay.
Just
okay.
Like always.
Yeah.
Maybe sometime in my life, I'll get a bob and maintain it for like 6 months. Wouldn't that be fun?
That would be fun.
But not today. Not this month.
Not today. It's not today.
Yes.
Oh, so today we're going to do, well, this episode, we're going to do life updates.
My hair's long.
So that's that.
That's my life update.
A little life update. Yeah.
Yeah. So. Would you like me to go first?
Sure. If you want to. For all of you who don't know, I don't want to go. I don't want to take a turn.
Oh, man.
No, it's fine.
Okay. Life update. Since the summer. Well, the last episode I shared about my trip to Madagascar.
Yes.
So since then, so I've been home since the end of August. And in September, I jumped right back into work and finishing school.
Oh, yeah.
I keep forgetting this, that I got my bachelor's degree in nursing.
Wait, you weren't even done? So you came back and finished?
I came back and finished.
How many classes?
One month left.
Oh my gosh.
I just had 1 month left.
1 month?
Yeah. So they do it in block, in like time blocks.
But I thought it was like a class at a time or something. No?
Nope.
Oh, okay.
It's all the classes and you have 6 months or whatever to do.
Oh.
However many you can.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So I literally had 1 month, like I had till September.
To do, 30, to finish all of them.
30 days half September. Yeah.
How many assignments?
I had done a lot, like I chipped away at a lot right before I left, but I still had like two final projects to finish.
You and Heather finished at the same time.
Isn't that fun?
That's so fun.
Isn't that weird?
Because I was asking her about it. I didn't realize you hadn't been done already.
We graduated our RN program from OCC at the same time. And we started this bachelor's program at different times and still finished at the same time. Isn't that wild?
Wait, did you start the RN program at the same time at OCC?
Because
you were already in LPN, so you were already working. But
I don't think so. No, we didn't. But we graduated at the same time.
That's wild.
Yeah, it was wild.
That's crazy.
Yep. So, yeah, I keep forgetting that I'm a bachelor now. Got my bachelor's in nursing.
I'm a bachelor now.
Got my bachelor's in nursing.
Cool.
That was a lot of September, was just like nose in my books, finishing those, and not really getting re-involved in stuff here a lot because I had to do that.
Yeah.
Except for like seeing friends and family right away and hanging out with people a lot. And then at the end of September, went to Morocco for 10 days and then came back. And again, thought October was going to be like, okay, now it's chill. And I have no idea where October went. It was so busy.
Yeah.
Just with work and random life stuff. And I have a boyfriend now who I really love to be with all the time.
Aww.
So I'm with him a lot.
Yes.
And starting to get back into some life stuff here, but I'm definitely not like as involved in things as I was before I went on my trip, which is weird
because it shifted, didn't it, a little bit?
Well, like,
or
I was
just not
gone
there?
For 3 months, and also my life just looks different than it did before I left.
Yeah,
but like, that's been an interesting part. I would say that's a life update, actually, just figuring out just like ministry wise, what I'm supposed to be doing here. I don't entirely feel like I'm not back to what I was doing before. And I'm not sure actually that I'm doing everything that I should, or maybe could even be doing in ministry right now.
Okay. That's fair, but
Well, it's hard because, right, I'm still doing my job and like it's just a different season of life.
Yes.
So maybe it just looks different right now, which is fine. But well, the thing I've struggled with is like not needing to be needed, to be honest. I'm like, oh, I'm not needed anymore. And that's
because
kind of
like,
sad.
Because they like filled gaps and then you're like, wait, why am I not?
Yeah.
Like,
or other people
in?
Are who I've been encouraging to step up for, you know what I mean? Who I've been doing discipling with. Are now stepping up to be disciplers of other people, which is amazing.
Yes.
But I'm like, oh, I'm not needed anymore. Which is great, but it's humbling.
Yeah.
And like, where do I fit now? And what's my role now?
And there is a next step probably.
There's like, a next step. There's and a, next is a new season and yes. It's just different. So yes. It's all okay, but it's just like, I haven't quite figured out
yeah.
that yet.
That's okay.
So that would probably be where I'm at in life right now.
Yeah.
I'm very much enjoying the season of life that I'm in.
Yes.
And I fear I'm very distracted by it, but I've been told that that's okay.
Yes.
So yeah, that's where I'm at with that. And work is work. It's fine. Yeah. It's good.
Yeah.
I'm learning a lot still. And I feel like I was able to bring like just skills back from Mercy Ships and feel like I was nervous going back to work. Cause I was like, I haven't been there for 3 months and I was only there for like 4 months before I left at this new job. And like the first 2 days I was there, I had like incredibly sick people. And I was already by myself again, like on my own. Like they didn't like, like shadow with anybody for whatever when I got back. And, but it was good. Cause I was like, okay, I can do this. Mm-hmm. I'm a good nurse. I can do this. I can take care of these patients.
Yeah.
So I think that was actually helpful for the first few days to be like, all right, I can jump back into this and I'll be fine.
Yeah.
And I feel like I've jumped right back into work. So
yeah,
that's been good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool.
That was my 6 minute life update.
Let's go longer than I have. So
what's going on with you, Sally? Where are you at in life right now?
So I'm still in Syracuse working my medical assistant job part-time, which I said in the last episode, depending on what order we post
these
in.
Which are you loving it?
Am I loving it?
Yeah.
The medical assistant job?
Yeah.
I think that it's really cool. And I'm actually like, I think it's one of those things where I asked the Lord to make it clear. So I think I may have said this on the podcast. Fairly certain I did because I was literally sharing about the Lord answering prayers and stuff.
Yeah.
But I asked him to give me a medical assistant job in Syracuse if I was going to stay or like a medical job. But that's really all I was qualified to do.
You wanted this job.
Yeah.
Specifically.
Like straight up blood drawing or medical assistant, which would be even better because I'd get a little more exposure to things. So the Lord worked it out in the way that he does where it's like, you don't think the door's going to open. And then the last minute it's like flies open and you're like, wait, but I already planned to do something else. Okay. So it was Honduras or medical assistant ended up staying in Syracuse again, which is like, I don't know. It was fun for like 2 months. And then I was like, my lease renewed in September. And I was like, frick, that's like the year clock starting again. Like I have to stay here for another year
but
in
you
September.
Don't.
What?
But you don't.
What do you mean?
You can always break leases.
I know, but
it feels like it though.
Yeah. Like it felt like it's not like I wasn't there for the decision. Like I thought about it. I prayed about it. And I was like, Lord, if you can give me this job and this, like what was it? The job. Yeah. Then I can re-up the lease, I guess. It's kind of the way that I had like been like, Lord.
Yeah.
And then he did. And I was like, oh, well then I guess I'm re-signing the lease. Cause I had to do it right then in June, right when I had also gotten that job and then had come back from Honduras and realized I wasn't going to go back right away. And so I was like, enjoying it for the first little bit and like super overwhelmed and like crying every day. Like, why did I do this? Cause I'm not qualified. But then after a while, the like newness of it, of like, I got to get over the hump of learning.
You're getting the hang of it.
Yeah. Then I'm like, oh, do I really want to be here for a year? Dang it. But it's good. I think I have one more year of my bachelor's. I'm still doing school online. Right. So it perfectly lines up. Like I should finish next mid August and I'm done with my lease end of September.
Sally, that is big stuff.
It's like, right. Yeah.
That's a big year for you.
I know.
That's awesome.
So that's what I'm working toward right now is to just like do my classes, which I'm sure you felt in the last year of your bachelor's. Like, it's just sort of like, I don't think I need these classes anymore. Yeah. I don't think this is helpful. I'm already working. Like, what's going on?
Yeah.
So, but it's okay. I believe that this is where I'm supposed to be. I just sometimes don't feel that way. And so
okay.
I'm doing that and that's fun. I do get to draw blood and then like rooming patients, interacting with them. Just trying not to let it be so monotonous that I just like say my script when I walk
in. I know that you're amazing at that job. I know that you are.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know that those patients absolutely adore to see you.
Oh, golly.
100%.
Well, it's interesting. And I work in the pulmonology office. So it's kind of funny. Like it's already a specialty and I'm not even, I don't know. It's just funny. Like
special.
not even special. No, but I'm not even like a nurse. Like they'll say, I'm sending my nurse in to like get your blood. And I'm like, I'm not actually really a nurse, but I am working in a nursing position.
I feel like I should tell you.
Yeah.
Before I poke you.
Or like, I was talking to Heather about this. They'll be like, this medication. They're like, I don't know what it is, but it's a statin. And I'm like, okay, what are like the three statins I know? And then I'll just like list them. They're like, oh yeah, it's the rosuvastatin one. I'm like,
girl,
okay, cool.
I'm in triage at the ER and I still have my phone because I'm like, I don't know how to spell that med. There's yeah. so many meds. Yeah. People are in so many different things. I'm constantly Googling things.
Well, that makes
so
me feel a little better.
You are fine. And I'm an RN.
Yeah. No, sometimes yeah. I literally feel like RNs probably know it all. And this one LPN I work with, she
I'm
knows.
Sure some do.
She's worked for a while and she just knows her crap pretty well. Yeah. And so like even for the thing I'm quote unquote qualified for, with blood drawing, I'll be like, what color tomb is that? Because I don't.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's fair. I got to learn, but yeah.
A couple months is like not even enough time to give yourself.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like that you feel totally comfortable and competent.
For sure.
And
I'm also not like, so like, I don't need to stay at this job.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that I'm just about to quit, but like, I don't need to stay here forever. And I still sometimes I'm like, can I just work in a lab? Like, I would love to have my little spot. And I just call people to draw their blood and then process the specimens and go along to the next patient.
Yeah.
But we'll see if the Lord opens that door, because he might, then I can cross that bridge when I come
work at Carthage.
I thought of even like Laval Hospital, like the lab in the, isn't it like in the basement or something?
I don't know where it is. But
I think of it often.
When I worked at Community General at Upstate, I used to walk my labs down when the tube system was broken or if I felt like going for a walk.
Yeah.
And I'd always be like, like I just look in and it's quiet in there and there's no patients bothering them. And I always want to be like, can I come hide out in here?
Yes. Yeah.
So yeah. It that literally
really
sounds like the dream.
At Community. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I think that would be fun. And also working the floor as a phlebotomist.
But like what great experience like this is now if you do end up doing that.
Yes. And
just patient interaction.
Yes. I need to remind myself that I like asked the Lord if he like that he would open the door when it came up and it like seemed to not open. And then it like opened. And so I do need to remember that he provided it for me. And that doesn't mean I have to stay forever. But that
have we talked about that before?
What?
Sorry. Finish your thought first.
Just that for this season.
Yeah.
And until like kind of what you said earlier, like until the grace lifts, I need to show up and not just be like, oh, I don't feel like it today, so it must be wrong that I'm here at all.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Yeah.
I'm okay.
Yeah. So,
yeah.
Yeah. That's what I was going to ask. Have we talked about that before? Because I feel like that's a very common thought of young girls, maybe especially, and maybe young Christian girls, is that like you get stuck somewhere. Like if you start something that you have to
stick with it
versus like, no, that was just for a season and I didn't fail because I'm going to move on to something
else.
That's
the key right there.
And what really is actually the measurement to say I'm well done, good and faithful servant at this specific, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Before I move on.
Yep.
Like, is that the mindset that we go in with? Like, I'm going to be here forever if I say yes to this.
Yeah. Well,
and why do we think that?
Well, there's also a ministry mindset. I don't know if it felt like this for you, like at Elam or something, but for me in ministry that I've worked and like been in since I was young, that has been like the proof of your faith sometimes. It's like that you stick with it, that you stay, that you endure, that you persevere. And sometimes you do need to, because people are really quick to just be like, ah, no, it feels wrong. It is wrong.
100%.
But also like, I actually been asking the Lord about this recently. Like, can you help me to decipher when things are, the time is up to like move forward? Because I often won't let go of things for a really long time because I think it's the right thing to just hold on and persevere. And like, even if I'm like literally losing it, that I have to stick with it because it was his provision and I can't just let that go. Instead of to be like, maybe that means the season is switching. Like as soon as the grace feels to have lifted, to be like, I can walk away from this without like
absolutely
being so apologetic and feeling like a failure and shame filled or whatever.
Yeah. So is that just what we have to do? Just be sensitive to the Spirit and just ask him to reveal to us that this is the grace being lifted. Like, how do we get over that? Like, feeling a failure.
Some of the things,
cause you can't measure like, oh, I've done exactly what he's, especially if it involves people and relationships and discipleship, like some of that stuff we're never going to know. We're not going to know the seeds that we planted. Like I felt that way about leaving Upstate. Like I've built so many relationships here and like invested for so long. Like what if nobody else is telling them about Jesus or this or that? But like,
Yeah. Yep. And one's job is to plant, one's is to water. You know
yes,
what I mean?
Yes, that's like, what I was thinking of that verse. Yeah. And also, like, we can always have more dreams on our heart. At least for me, I can always have more dreams. I meet someone and I'm like, they're interested in this and I'm interested in that. Maybe they will be in connection through mm-hmm. a church or through a ministry or through something. Like, maybe that's a thing. Mm-hmm. And I think sometimes it's not my job to, or like even teaching ballet to like the little girls, like the timing when I left, I didn't like I left and went to Ecuador and they had their performance and I didn't even say goodbye to them really. Mm-hmm. And it happened that the week before I left, they didn't need me to teach because of a rehearsal schedule. And so I didn't go in and I didn't know that. So the week before I hadn't said goodbye. So mm-hmm. I just never said goodbye to them. And I kind of felt like, oh, well then that should be the reason why I teach again this year. And I was like, no, it's not fitting with my schedule. It's not really on my heart right now. It's okay. It's mm-hmm. okay to lay it down. I wish like I could go back and maybe like see them one night, but not all the same girls are there. Some have moved and changed schedules and stuff. But I think that sometimes it is that like the verse you just mentioned, like some plant, some water. But God makes the harvest come. And so we can be okay with, sorry, I'm doing that. I was like, what is that?
What does that sound?
Oh, who's me. Doing that?
We is can that be okay. My voice?
Is that from The Emperor's New Groove?
Is that my voice?
But yeah, we can be okay with the part that we play and not put so much on ourselves that we have to see the whole fruition of it. Yeah. At least that's the part that I get, that I fall prey to of like the failure aspect.
Yep. Right. Because, like, who told us that we would see the whole picture and
not the Lord?
Right.
Not necessarily. I mean, sometimes he is like, no, you're supposed to stay here.
So, right. Sometimes you do get to see the harvest for sure. And that's beautiful. But, right. What is our actual call?
Yeah.
To operate in the grace that we're given for this season. Yeah. And to plant or to water or to sow. But God provides the increase, right? Yep. God provides the harvest.
Yep.
That part is not up to us. And
yeah.
Yeah. It's hard.
Time is such a fun thing.
That's
the part I don't love.
Yeah. Cause we want control and we want.
Yes. That's the word. That's the one.
That's it.
Oh, I'm supposed to. Okay.
And how is other things in life? How is church and community and things like that going in Syracuse?
Pretty good. Church, I'm still.
You should move home.
Stop nodding.
Oh, I guess I can't give. That's not my update to give.
Church is good, though. I serve on the worship team. And that's kind of all I do, although I do have, like, things I would love to do.
That's all I do.
Like, on church serving. I don't know.
On a Sunday morning.
Yeah. We've had a lot of things going on with the young adults recently, which has been fun. And then also I get, like, really, like, this is overstimulating and it's a lot and I don't know.
Like that you're helping lead or you're just involved with.
And just being a part of. And great. Like, it's been the chill things, like just hanging out, that kind of thing. So it's interesting. I don't know. And then, yes, I did date someone over the summer, but we broke up. So that didn't work out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's all you want to share about that right now.
That is definitely.
That is okay.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
How are you doing? Can you speak to how you're doing emotionally apart from that? Or does that just include that right now?
I would say that it all goes together. But apart from that, like, just trusting the Lord and not wanting to control everything. And that is very, like, I just keep realizing over and over again that that is how I approach things. Like, I'm such a control freak. Mm-hmm. Down to, like getting together with people and not wanting the plan to change. And, like, I've been a little bit, like, people have kind of pointed that out recently, like, you know, you could just maybe be flexible a little bit. Like, it's okay. And I'm like, you're right.
You suck.
Thanks.
Be flexible.
Yeah. But then also just like big picture. So little things like that, but also big picture, just being like, okay, Lord, you know the plan. And I keep wavering from the trust side of it, of just believing that you have a good plan and that you know what you're doing, because it has started to feel like, where is this going and what is it all for? Because I'm tired of it. So.
Yeah. And it's kind of what we talked about before. Like the mundane.
Yeah.
The day-to-day stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are there things in the day-to-day right now that you're enjoying?
Yes. And that is what I need to keep my eyes on. Like, just be grateful for. Because even work is fun. Okay. School is fine. I honestly, like, maybe it's just this 8 weeks. And then after Christmas break, I'll be like, okay, I'm back at it. Like, I'm here again. But I had like a little 1 week fall break, but I ended up working full time that week because of how schedule stuff worked out. And so I just like got done with a full time week and I was like, seriously, I'm back to school. Like, oh my gosh, could I just not do this all the time? But it's good. And I do love to learn. I think it's just like,
yeah,
something's
really exciting. I didn't realize you'd have your bachelor's by the end of next summer. That's amazing.
Yeah. I'm excited.
That's very exciting.
Yeah. I'm hoping that it doesn't change because I know sometimes they change degree programs like in the January time or something. And so I'm hoping that nothing changes with the bachelor's that I'm doing.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think that my emotions, honestly, biggest thing. I just finished a Bible study with a group of girls from church that's on Jenny Allen's book, Get Out of Your Head. Ooh. And just about, the spirals that you go through in life, and especially as women, that you can be really prone to falling into. And so that was very convicting, but also like, it's one of those things that like it opened a can of worms and I'm like, oh, we have six or so weeks to like work through this, but it's not just a 6 week thing. Like it's your a life. Big, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a big deal. Yeah. So just asking the Lord to help me with that. Like it starts with just flipping the switch on like negative thoughts that start to go downward and then also unhealthy thoughts and like, sinful, like all the things that can just be like really not good.
Yeah.
And I have been struggling in a lot of those areas. So accountability is good. Yep. And then also just like the decisions on the daily in the moments that you have those thoughts. It's hard.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Where does like this need for control? Is it just from the garden?
That's
like,
what I
is it just because the snake was like, well, are you sure that he said this? Like,
right.
Is it just doubt? Is it doubt? Is that what
it's doubt? And I feel like it's that pride thing, the
pride,
the knowledge of good and evil. Like, we want more knowledge. Like, we want to acquire all of the, like, I want to see back and forth and up and down, like, every single way I want to see it. And God's like, actually, that was my job. That was always my job.
Right.
But then, like, for me, walking that out daily is what's really hard because I can understand it conceptually. And be like,
Well, because we can't see the big picture. And the big picture is, because if we understood at the core of things, if we totally understood the Lord's character, which is that he is for us and that he's ultimately good and working things, all things out for our good, which I just learned like this summer, like I just had a light bulb moment. Was it this summer or was it earlier? Maybe we already talked about this, that like, that's not actually talking about like our life right now. It's talking about eternity.
Oh, like in what way are you meaning?
Like the verse in Romans 8, that's like, fire alarm.
I wonder if it can even, it probably does pick up on it.
The verse in Romans 8:28, for we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose. I mean, like there, it says like in the story of Joseph and stuff like that too, obviously that what the enemy meant for evil, God uses for good.
Yes.
So 100% the Lord is working things out for our good. But like the end, the ultimate thing of that is talking about eternity. Because then, because the verses right before it are all the ones that are talking about like we're groaning and we're in labor pains until the final redemption, and we hope for what we do not see, and we eagerly wait for it with perseverance. And the verses right after that are talking about like being predestined to be conformed to his image, which isn't going to happen fully until we face him face to face. So like ultimately, it's talking about eternity. I think it's okay if we use it for stuff here too. But I've just been thinking about it, that like ultimately it means he works all things out for our good, because like what if that person does die from that diagnosis? What if that, you know what I mean, does happen and bad things do happen?
Right. Well, especially if you zoom in, like then that circumstance isn't good in and of itself.
Right.
But God works it.
Right. Anyways, all that to say, if we really understood and believed at its core God's character, we would never question. We would never want control. Because
we would know
that he's actually knows the big picture and is totally working all things out for our good.
Yeah.
Versus us feeling like we have to control things to make them happen, or make them happen on our time, or our way is better, and blah, blah, blah. Yeah. Anyways, just interesting to think about.
Yeah.
But
no, it is.
It controls. It's one of those things that just feels like a thorn in the flesh that you'll never get rid of, but it is the thing that keeps you turning back to the Lord.
Yeah.
Over and over again. So.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep. Any other life updates?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Now we're moving into the fun segment, because that was not fun. No, I'm just kidding.
That was so not fun.
Fun segment of the podcast.
Here we go.
Fun pop questions. Do you decorate for Christmas before or after Thanksgiving?
Oh my gosh.
Are you morally opposed to decorating before?
Am I morally opposed?
I think some people are morally opposed to it. Like very what's the word?
Emphatic.
Emphatic, not
that
empathetic.
They don't.
About it. About not decorating till after Thanksgiving.
Okay.
What are your personal thoughts?
I don't care. I don't decorate my apartment. I'm that person. I was given a little...
At all?
Not really. I was given a glass tree last year that had little lights.
And you don't get a real Christmas tree?
No.
To put in your apartment?
No.
Why not?
Because I don't want it.
Oh, you just genuinely don't want it.
Like, it's a waste of money. My dog will tear it apart while I'm gone, and then I'll end up just being like, wow, there's needles everywhere, and I have to vacuum every day.
I love it. I love having
Maybe I should get a few things this year, like, even just have a, like, a picture up or some lights or, like, some oranges and cranberries or something. But no, she gave me a little tree with, like, it was a glass tree with lights that turn on, and I was cleaning my apartment, like, a month ago, and I had, like, saved it. I was like, oh, fine, like, because it was a gift.
I'll use it.
Yeah, I'll use it. It's a light. It's not going to get chewed up by the dog. And then I accidentally broke it, and I was like, oh, bummer,
and so
I threw it away. Well, it was just, like, as it was happening, because I was cleaning things and being, like, really quick about it.
Sure.
As it was happening, I was like, that could probably break if I do this right now, and then I did it, and it broke. And I was like, yep, that's what I get, so.
That's so funny.
But I'm not opposed. My mom was very like, we don't put up the tree till like almost the week of or something.
Okay.
And we take it down right after New Year's. So I don't, that was the big opinion of my mother. I don't really care at this point.
Yeah.
And I don't find it to be, I don't know. Yeah. It doesn't like matter so much. For me, the snow is what I just love. Yeah. And 1 year we had a green Christmas when I was a kid, and that was so sad.
Yeah.
So I think for me, it's the snow. Like that just makes the house cozy like and it's warm and
then,
not the snow.
Then you're like, it's Christmas.
Yes.
When it snows.
Yes. So it was less about that, but.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice. I'm not like opposed to it. I don't.
You don't? I thought you were going to say that you do. And that's why you were like struggling.
No,
like,
I'm not struggling. Honestly, it's wherever I'm at, like year to year.
Yeah.
Honestly, because I think that some people... I think that the people who decorate early, like really early, and some people genuinely get upset at them for, which is, who cares? It's not your house, first of all. I think that the people do that because it's comforting to them.
Yep.
And gives them something to look forward to.
And it's the longer
like security
the season.
And joyful for them and prolongs the season.
Yep.
And if maybe they had a really hard year.
Yep.
So if that's what they need to do,
give them a sec. Give them
Let them freaking put their tree up. It doesn't really matter to anyone else. Personally, I tend to not decorate until after Thanksgiving.
Okay.
But like right at the beginning of the summer, I like to decorate and I do get a real tree because it's fun for
me.
Because the first year that we got a real tree in the apartment was so special. It, to me, that felt like, oh, I'm allowed to do this as an adult. And, and I can have a tree.
Yes.
Even if it's literally just me and the girls.
So maybe I should be okay with it, but there's also
No, if you don't like it, you sound like you don't, like you're afraid the dog would knock it over. You don't want to deal with the needles. That sounds different. I enjoy having the tree up.
Yeah.
I like sitting here and looking at it.
I might, like, it might be a good idea to have that. I just am
sort
of...
And you can get a really tiny one.
That's true.
Yeah.
Did I almost do that last year? I think I did. And there's a spot in my apartment where I could stick it on a, like, a surface. So I could do that. I have some plants on the surfaces of my
Your bangs look really cute.
Do they?
Yeah.
I didn't know where the part was, so I was
did
like,
Did you cut them yourself?
No. So I did it in July, though, so you wouldn't have been here.
Missed everything?
Oh my gosh. Except for like the awesome surgeries that you got to be part of and building community and all that.
Okay, as a barista, this might interest you.
Oh.
Do you have any autumn inspired special drinks that you only drink in autumn?
Not pumpkin spice.
You don't drink as pumpkin spice.
Get out of here. Nope. I didn't have any. It says not
for you. You don't like it?
Nope.
Okay.
It's weird. It at least the ones I've tried always taste sort of burnt. And I'm just, I think it's the espresso pumpkin mix that just, it's not good for me. I love cinnamon. I don't know. But fall drink? Is that what you said? Honestly, I think that just when it turns colder, I love getting hot lattes. Extra hot, full fat milk.
How do you make an extra hot latte?
You just steam it for longer and don't do it in the wrong spot because you'll like scorch the milk. But it's...
Okay. So it doesn't burn the
milk. I just love when they're super hot. Like when a barista can nail it for me, I'm like, thank you. Thank you for doing it. So hot that I almost burned my tongue in the wand.
I didn't know you could ask
for that. Oh, you didn't know you could. Is that what you said?
I didn't know you could ask for that.
Yeah, I do.
At any coffee shop?
Yeah, they should be able to, like Starbucks and...
Dunkin'. Because lattes always get cold normal. So fast.
Yep. That's my issue. And that's I also so am the person who, like, even if I'm staying to study, I would rather have a to-go cup because I want it to stay warm and have that insulation. What about you?
I know that.
Fall drink.
I always drink something pumpkin-y just to do it, but it's not necessarily my favorite, except for I did get this pumpkin cold foam from Walmart.
That, yes.
And I put that just on top of my black coffee, and it just seeps in. That was really enjoyable. I already used it all, so I don't know if I'll get it again.
Is it does it come out of the whipping cream thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was really good.
Yeah.
So I always, like, try something like that, and sometimes I do just put cinnamon or nutmeg on top of my, on top of just my normal grounds for my drip coffee here at home.
Oh, you do it before it?
I just put my grounds and then put it on top and let the water seep through it.
That's awesome.
Yeah. It's yummy.
That sounds really good.
So I do that sometimes.
Yeah. Fun fact, fall things. Yesterday, Shiloh got to eat my pumpkin muffin. Not me. My dog.
That you bought?
So lame. I got it from work because they always have, like, food. And so I had brought some stuff home and I was like, oh, I'll eat this one, but I'll save that one. She just, like, got up on the counter and ate it. I was like, you terror.
Did she get sick?
And she's pregnant. I'm like, girl, stop. You're gonna freaking, you're gonna ruin yourself. But yeah.
That's funny.
She had her pumpkin flavored thing for the fall.
I love it.
Ugh.
Do you do anything to decorate for the fall at all?
No.
I haven't gotten any of my fall stuff. I think I'll
But
just
your
wait.
Apartment is, like, a really nice vibe cozy. For fall. Yeah.
It's cozy anyways. Yeah.
Yeah. For sure.
Let's see. What else could we ask? Do you like scary movies?
No.
No. I don't either.
I saw The Great Pumpkin last night for the first time. The Charlie Brown.
I'm just so sensitive. Like, even shows, yes. I'm just so sensitive.
Yeah.
To all of that kind of stuff. Let's see. Would you rather curl up with a book or have a movie marathon?
Book.
Really?
I think. Well, awesome. Okay. If it's Pride and Prejudice, you then you me. Get me. Well, that's a hard one because
I enjoy reading, but I'd way rather have a movie marathon.
I guess it depends on when the movie marathon is. Because if it's during the day, I struggle because I want to be doing active things and not just sitting on the couch. And when it's at night, I'm sleeping. Like, I will fall asleep. Okay. So it just doesn't work very well. Whereas, like, curling up with a book for, like, 3 hours, I think I could do that at some point.
Yeah.
But I can't.
I feel like the last few days I've, not days, the last few times, I haven't had many, like, just down days here in my apartment. I've had maybe 3 since I've been back from Madagascar.
Yeah.
But every time I have, it's been, like, rainy now. It starts to rain. I'm like, oh, it's so cozy. It's perfect for just watching movies all day.
Yes.
Are you a soup person?
I like it. I don't make a ton of them myself. I love soup.
I didn't know that people weren't soup people.
Wait, do you make a lot in the fall? Do you have your recipes?
I enjoy making soup, and I like to make it in the crock pot or in my Dutch oven, and I feel like it's easy and yummy. My boyfriend doesn't like soups.
Oh. Like, literally doesn't
He's like, I don't really like them.
What about, like, with bread or croutons or something to, like, give it?
I don't know. Chewing. They're just not his favorite, which is really sad to me.
Yeah.
Like, this was undisclosed to me.
You're like, excuse me, wait, what?
Wait, what? We may have to reevaluate something. Just kidding. I just think that's, I didn't know that people weren't soup people.
Yeah. Yeah.
Especially in the fall. Like, the fall is the time to make soups.
Yeah.
Whatever. All right. Are you making any good meals recently? Anything you, like, enjoy cooking right now?
Nothing super special. What did we do? Well, the other day we did, like, a fall making things. It wasn't a meal, but we did, like, desserts and stuff.
Okay.
Try making yummy things with the young adults for a day. And so we made, like, cookies, and I made Amish apple fritter bread.
Yum.
Yeah. So I didn't, okay.
Anything Amish in the name, you're like, this is going to be amazing. It's going to be amazing.
Literally, I will make that just because it says Amish on it. And it will have loads of sugar and butter, but it will be so good.
Hilarious.
So. But no, I haven't been in the kitchen a lot. It's weird. When I live alone, I don't spend as much time in the kitchen for some reason. Like, I think it was really communal before. Because we would, like, sit on the floor and talk while we made food and, like, in between.
At the apartment, you mean?
Yeah, at the apartment.
Yeah.
Which you weren't actually there very often for that. You were working a lot. So it usually ended up being, like, the other three of us. Yeah. But,
That's sad.
So I feel like now, I don't know, the kitchen, I like it, but it's not as fun for me. And I feel like time-wise, I don't usually spend the time. What I really love doing right now is cleaning my apartment. It brings me joy every single time.
That's awesome.
Like, I get to a point where I'm like, ugh. And then I just, like, will, like, watch a movie and hear it in my AirPods while I, like, walk around. Or I'll, like, listen to music or a podcast and just, like, clean. Yeah. That's really therapeutic.
I love it.
Yeah.
Are there any, going back to movies, are there any movies that you watch seasonally, like that you enjoy watching in the fall?
No. I used to like Gilmore Girls as like a thing, yeah. like to watch it. But to start I started in the fall? Watching it the other, like, I don't know, month or two ago. You're and like, I was no. just like, no.
It can get really annoying.
Yes.
But I also love it. I'm currently rewatching it because it's okay. just so nostalgic. Yeah. Even though I never didn't watch it like growing up, I didn't yeah. watch it until I was an adult. But it's yes. just comforting, even yeah. though it is annoying. But it's nice that you can pick on a show and simultaneously enjoy it sometimes.
Yes.
It's funny.
I did watch, what did Heather recommend? Love at First Sight on Netflix, like literally just a Netflix movie.
Okay.
And I watched that the other night.
You she hated just, it, didn't you?
No.
You liked Love at First Sight?
I thought it was good.
Are you talking about Love is Blind?
No. Wait, it's a movie, right? A Netflix original movie that's like a guy from...
Oh, about the traveling? They're yes. traveling on the plane?
Yes.
That is a cute movie.
So she suggested it. She's like, you should watch it. And I was just kind of in like a meh
it
mood.
It is really cute.
And I was like, let's watch it. And I cried.
I like
I was
that like, movie.
Why does there have to be cancer? I hate cancer so much. It's literally my worst enemy. Yeah. So of course the movie had that in it. I'm like, ooh. Yeah. But that was good.
It is a cute movie though.
Yeah. And yeah. then what was the one I just watched? I started it yesterday, but I haven't finished yet.
It's not
oh
really
my
a
gosh.
Fall movie though.
Well, no, it is. But it's
it
in
does
the
happen
fall
at Christmas time.
Time.
No, you're right. It happens Wait. At Christmas, doesn't it?
Christmas?
For some reason, I thought it was... Because it weren't... Isn't in the beginning the narrator's like, Thanksgiving or Christmas is the busiest travel day of the year or something.
Oh.
May look it up.
I have no
keep
idea.
Talking.
Oh. What was I saying? Oh, I just watched... Life List. The most random Netflix movies ever. Oh, my gosh. Mm-hmm. I haven't finished it yet, but that's an interesting movie. Interesting watch.
I haven't watched it yet, but my mom said it was cute.
Oh my gosh. Do you have any movies you watch seasonally?
I mean, I feel like
White Christmas?
White Christmas during... Well, my dad's already ready to watch that.
Yeah.
We'll watch it whenever. But, like, You Got Mail feels very fall
okay.
to me.
Yes.
Just because of all the quotes of, like, bouquets of sharpened pencils of school starting. You know?
Yeah.
Have you watched You Got Mail a lot?
It's been a while.
Yeah. And, like, I'll watch, like, While You Were Sleeping more once it gets closer to Christmas.
Okay.
And rom-coms like that. But, and, like, some football movies. Like, we watched Remember the Titans the other day at my parents' house.
Aw.
Just stuff like that. Yeah. But, yeah, Gilmore Girls for sure.
Okay.
Started yeah. that, restarted that in September, I think.
Yeah.
As soon as I get back. But yeah, it goes in season spurts of what I want to watch.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Are we done with fun questions? Or do you want a few more?
Either way. Were there any other ones that were fun that we had picked out prior? We went through and read some and they did sound fun. Those were good. Oops. Good questions.
Oh, those were way back in my Google search.
Search.
Let's see. Do you remember where they were?
No. I liked that movie one, though. I wanted to... You'd said movies you'd watched recently or something. Mm-hmm. But I answered it that way, at least.
Oh, new hobbies. Do you have any new hobbies?
Oh, I thought of one, didn't I?
Yeah. You were, like, really excited about that question.
Well, because I was like, wait, what new hobbies
What are new hobbies that you've been into? I don't have any new hobbies.
I don't know if I have new hobbies or just ideas of new hobbies. Because those are always,
okay, what are
always
your ideas?
Floating around. Well, I constantly want to play the piano again. But I don't okay. have a keyboard in my apartment and I don't really have room for one.
That's true.
So that's a thing. And then recently it just keeps coming back to mind that I want to, like, knit again. Because it's fall and that's winter fun. Time. And I'm like, oh, I should knit.
Yeah.
But is there something I actually have been doing?
You got your third piercing.
Oh, that's a hobby, yeah.
That looks so
third
cute.
And second. So it stays uneven for me, you know. Gotta be weird. Yeah, I did that at our fall.
Oh, like you evened out the second one and then got a third one.
Well, but like before it was one and two. So now it's three and two.
Okay.
But it looks if that really makes cute. Any sense. I bought it on Amazon
it looks
and I just
super cute.
I texted my friend, I'm like, hey, I'm gonna like do this piercing. She's like, oh my gosh, I'm down. Because there were like three
I want
different
one
sets.
Now. That looks so cute.
Yeah. And then she we were at the fall day, like baking and stuff. And I was like, I'm going to bring it. This is going to be a fun time to do it. Yeah. And then two of the guys got their ears, like one pierced. That's into there. They were like, we're taking it out tomorrow. And they haven't yet. So we all, like four That's of us so got some version of piercings, but it's really nice.
You did it. You bought the gun, you mean?
Yeah. And then this one, actually, do you know about the second one?
That you got with Heather?
Yeah. That we poked. Yeah, like I'm through aware. Our ears. Yeah, we know. Did not even.
I know.
I love this weirdos. Story.
It is a good story.
So yeah.
I really like the third one.
You do?
That is really cute.
There you go. There's your inspo. $10 on Amazon, guys.
I don't want to do it myself.
I'll do it.
Okay. Let me think about it for a little bit.
See, that's the thing. I did not think about this. But then after I did, I was like, that wasn't a big deal. Looks so cute. Because I'm not going to do a tattoo. I don't know about ever, but I'm just like right some now. Of my friends right now are like, let's just go and get tattoos. I'm like, I'm not doing that. It's not right now.
Yeah.
Maybe at some point, or maybe a really small one, but I don't want to. Yeah. I don't want to have regrets.
I really like the little dainty ones that are in right now. Have you seen those? Like even little like freckle heart tattoos. They're really cute.
What do you mean freckle heart?
Like they look like freckles, but it's a little heart.
On your face?
No, usually it's on your shoulder or something. Oh, or on okay. your ankle.
That sounds They're cute.
Really cute.
Are you going to get a tattoo?
Not right now. I'm not opposed to them, but I don't have. My thing is like if I have one that I want, but I don't. I'm not going to randomly get one.
Yeah.
I'll show you what they look like. They're really cute and just dainty.
Do you have any new hobbies? Soup.
Look how cute they are. Do I have any new hobbies?
Oh, that is cute.
Yeah, they're cute.
I thought it was going to be filled in. It's like the outline.
Like these ones are. Yeah.
That's cute. I would do that one.
Interesting. Do I have any new hobbies? No. I've just been doing the same thing almost every day.
Yeah.
I don't know. Not really.
Yeah. Fair.
Work and hanging out with my guy and hanging out with family and...
Yeah.
I feel like I've done so much traveling that I put my passport away and I was like, you're not coming back out. I'm ready to be home.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that's probably why I don't have any new hobbies. I feel like October was just so busy, just like September. And I'm like, I'm ready to just chill.
Yeah.
I'm ready to be home for the holidays and just hunker down.
Yep.
And just chill.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Good.
That's going to be my new hobby, resting.
Yes, that's a good hobby.
Yep.
Oh.
Cool.
Is that good?
Yeah, I think that's a good life update.
Okay. Cool. That's that, guys.
Yep.
We're glad to be back and... You know, we'll see you around. We're going to just post as we post.
Yep. Yeah, for sure.
Cool.
All right.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.